That's the scripture for today. There are times in our lives when we move too fast. There's an old story, and it's kind of a cute story. It comes out of Africa years ago, where a traveler was going on into the intercontinent, and he had landed on the shore of Africa, and he had hired some people to some natives to carry the backpack his loads in. And so they all got loaded up, and they traveled so fast the first day that he was like delighted. He was going to be able to make his trip in 2 days instead of 4. But on the second day, the natives wouldn't even get up. They would not carry anything. They just sat around, and in absolute frustration, he went to the head guy and said, "What's going on?" He says, "Oh, we moved too fast the first day. We're having to wait." And he goes, "What do you mean we're having to wait?" He said, "Well, they moved so fast the first day, they're waiting for their spirits to catch up with them. They can't move anymore until their spirits catch up with them." And so all day long they waited. The third day they moved again. See, there's times, and then of course we don't believe that we can outmove our spirits, but in that day they did. But that is true, that we can move so fast. We need to slow down and let our souls catch up with us, not literally, but figuratively. We rarely find God in a hectic moment of life. We often find Him in our quiet moments. A couple of weeks ago, the scriptures were reading about Elijah, the prophet. And he was told to go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord was about to pass by. And a great and powerful wind tore the mountain apart and scattered the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. Remember that? And then after the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not found in the earthquake. And after the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not found in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper, a still small voice. And he heard the voice of the Lord. In Psalms 37:7, it says, "Be still and know before the Lord, and wait patiently for Him." In Psalms 46:10, it says, "Be still and know that I am God." But we are too much like Martha's. We're too busy to listen to the voice. Oh, we give God. Oh, God, we love You. We love You. We love You. We love You. Wait a minute, God, I'm telling You, we love You. Hush! We never give Him time to talk. I've heard people pray on for 20 minutes and get in the car and drive off. Well, did you hear anything? Well, no. He didn't talk. But did you shut up long enough for Him to talk? Well, no, I had 20 minutes. I talked to Him for 20 minutes. We're easily distracted in our busy world. We need to be like Mary. There are times when we need to just stop and be quiet and still and rest in the presence of our Heavenly Father, our Lord. It is good for our souls. It is good for our relationship with others. It's wonderful with our relationship with our Heavenly Father. Some of us are traveling through our lives too fast. I read a story, and I couldn't find the original document, so I wasn't going to use it. But there was a story a number of years ago about a jet plane, an aircraft, a war machine that shot itself down with its own bullets. It was traveling along. It shot its bullets, outran its bullets, and shot itself down. The plane could go faster than the bullets, and the pilot didn't angle so the bullets would fall away. We go so fast at times we shoot ourselves down. We travel too fast. and we get into a self-destructive mode. There comes a time when we need to slow down and let our souls catch up with us. Even though we live in a Martha world, we need to learn a lesson from Mary. And that's the simple truth of the scripture today. Let us learn and practice to sit at the Master's feet and practice quietly resting in the presence of our God. One of the greatest things, I used to travel all over the Southeast, as many of you know. One of the greatest pleasures I had is I could drive from here to Pensacola and pray in tongues the whole time. One, it kept me awake. And two, God would talk back. When was the last time the presence of God made you forget what was going on around you? Made you forget the dishes in the sink. Made you forget the ball game on TV, guys. Made you forget the bank account. Made you forget where or what or who or why or when. For all of a sudden, there was just the now and the peace of God that Jesus said he came to give us. That's what Martha and Mary are about. It's not about busyness. It's about, Christ says, I came to bring you peace. Not as the world give you I, but that peace that passes understanding. That peace that transcends the lack of peace that we find in our life. That peace that overcomes the fear that the world would give us, the uncertainty. Saints of God, Jesus is the way. We know that. We have that down up here. We don't live it down here because we don't wear it right here. I invite you, as an act of your daily walk, to take some time and practice sitting at Messiah's feet and listening to him. I promise you, when you get this thing turned off, it is a phenomenal joyride. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.